under his home. Forensic investigations showed that the bones dated to Franklin's day. Franklin was a noted revolutionary and a powerful Freemason, the Grand Master of Masons of Pennsylvania. So it kind of made people wonder. However, I think it's more easily understood. He had a guy that he was a protege of him named Hewson, and he got into biology, and they started doing like dissecting bodies and stuff of people that were already dead. It says the most plausible explanation is not mass murder, but an anatomy school, which anatomy was kind of a dark art back then. You know, just like knowing where our body parts are, it's kind of weird. But run by Benjamin Franklin's young friend and protege, William Hewson. It says, in Franklin's time, anatomy lessons were dark, ethically ambiguous business. Now, well, why didn't we hear about that? I mean, that's kind of something that, that's creepy. You know, well, it is creepy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
You know, when we was younger, they did have a store called Ben Franklin.
Oh, yeah, Ben Franklin, which was actually the precursor to Walmart.
Now we know what killed the store.
You know, Sam Walton owned Ben Franklin, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and now he's got Wally World.
Well, he don't. He's long gone.
He's long gone, but his family took over.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I mean, when he was around, it was American-made. By American, you know.
Now his kids took over, it's China-made. But anyway.
Are you ready for some useless knowledge before we get into the into?
Sure.
Okay. Did you know in 10 minutes, a hurricane releases more energy than all the world's nuclear weapons combined?
No.
Yeah, well, now you know. Did you know that on average, around the world, 100 people choke to death on ballpoint pens every year?
Didn't know that. That's crazy.
Keep your pens out of your mouth, folks. We're saving you here. Yep. Hello, Carolyn.
I remember that one.
I got to say thank you to Carolyn, too. She sent a basket. You know, she does those awesome baskets.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm actually wearing the socks that she sent. You want to see them?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hang on. I'll show you. These are pretty awesome socks. Check them out.
Oh, boy.
What do you think? Fashionable. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Way to go, Carolyn.
I think they're pretty awesome.
Awesome.
You know, I usually don't wear, like, colorful socks, but I thought, hey, why not?
Why not? You're a morning cracker.
Right. Well, exactly. You know, people want to laugh at my socks. Like I wore these other pair of socks that came in there with shorts on the other day and walked into Walmart. I'm one of those guys, you know, like, where the hell did that guy get his?
You're not the first person to wear funny looking socks to get laughed at. Imagine the people in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh.
They had laugh at the White Sox every day.
I feel like I'm a giver.
I know.
And if I wear socks like this and I dress like that and I make people laugh, I'm giving them a smile on their face. You know what I mean? I'm confident in my manhood and my direction in life. Right. You know, I'm confident about that so I can dress like a clown and not care.
Right.
I think that's a proper attitude to have. You know what I'm saying? 35% of people who use personal ads or online apps for dating are already married.
Wow.
Boo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not cool. Not to me.
No.
I mean, you know. On average, more people in the world fear spiders than they do death. Is that weird to you?
That is weird.
What do you think the ratio is for somebody to live longer than 116?
Probably 1.08%.
1 in 2 billion. 1 in 2 billion people will live to be 116. So imagine that. You have almost no shot of you living that long with your spouse. No. You know what I mean?
No.
Women blink nearly twice as much as men.
Yeah.
Don't know why. A crocodile cannot stick its tongue out. Here's a really cool one. Who invented the electric chair? There's like a, you know, kind of like a pseudo innuendo here. Who invented it? Come on.
Is it somebody popular?
No. Like what profession?
probably a carpenter of all
things. Yeah, well, yeah.
I know, because I got a feeling it's going to be something odd.
What if I told you a dentist? A dentist. Hello, Dennis Thomas.
No wonder we want to stay away from dentists.
Yeah, literally a dentist invented the electric chair.
Right.
I mean, that really tells you something about where their head is at. Have you ever,
examined.
Well, have you ever been getting a procedure done? Like, when I found out I had diabetes, my jaw bone had deteriorated.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking.
So they had to rebuild the jawbone. And I was thinking to myself as I'm sitting there, because they didn't put me out, they just numbed me. And they're doing this, and my head's going, you know, like this.
Right.
And, you know,
you're saying, okay.
We're being as gentle as we can, you know.
Okay.
I'm like, can't you be a little, you know, more caring?
Right.
You know, a little more sensitive. And then, you know, I hear this and it makes perfect sense to me. A dentist.
They're probably under their breath going, we need to pull out the old electric chair.
Right. You know. ping pong balls can travel off the paddle at speeds of just under 100 miles per hour. This is kind of a funny one. Ladies, this is for you. I don't know what it is. Women pluck eyebrows. Okay. They just do.
Right.
Yeah. Even my daughter is like, Dad, you're starting to get old man eyebrows. I'm like, okay, give me the Norelco. I'll fix it. You know what I'm saying? but it says that, back in the day, ancient Egyptian priests plucked every single hair from their bodies, including their eyebrows and eyelashes.
Yul Brynner.
Kind of weird. Yeah. Could you imagine plucking your own eyelashes?
No.
How'd that feel?
Wouldn't feel too good at all.
You know, I mean, you know what? We should do that. We should not pluck, but I think that we should do like one of them hot wax things where I rip the hair off your leg or something on the show.
Oh, now we're going from eyes to the legs. I was like, oh, never mind. We're going to put that on my eyes? I'm like, no, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I mean... Okay, so there's a new thing, and it's weird. Typewriter is the longest word you can use, or you can type using only the letters on one row of the keyboard. Right. Typewriter. Now, new kids on the block. QWERTY UIOP. Okay, let me spell it. They say this is a word. It's not a word. QWERTYUIOP. QWERTYOP. Is not a word, but, you know, college kids are saying, no, you can still write QWERTYOP. So, I mean, we could just start making up words to fit that, right?
Right. I do it every day.
Do you like nutmeg in your pies?
No.
Okay, check this out. Nutmeg is actually extremely poisonous if injected intravenously.
Wow.
Mmm. Honey is the only natural food made without destroying any life. Kind of weird. I mean, cows, milk, but grass is living, right?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they've never been around a farm in the wintertime because that's hay.
Right.
And that's dead.
Yeah.
Hay's dead. Yeah. Dead
if
grass.
If it isn't grown on a shelf, some people don't believe it.
Well,
I mean, it really is.
Okay, so check this out. And then we'll switch this up a little bit. But did you know that a snail, if I get a pet snail, I'm going to call it Dan.
I just call it male.
Well, do you know why snail I'm going to call it Dan? Because a snail can literally sleep for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
In one sleep session.
Yeah.
Now, there's times that.
It's kind of like how my love life.
What's that?
I feel like I've been asleep for 3 years.
yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I guess one more. What was invented first, the cigarette lighter or the match?
The match.
Wrong.
Really?
The cigarette lighter was actually invented before matches were.
Got me.
Danae said two of her sisters held her down at 11 years old and plucked her unibrow. Ooh, that's got to hurt. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that. That's what they make shavers for.
Right. You know what I'm saying? More unibrow for her.
And if I'm not pretty enough, too bad. You know? You know, I'm just doing my best, Scotty.
That's all you can do. I'm just a doctor, Joe.
And so anyways, I wanted to talk to people today about what we're doing over at Spreely.
Yeah.
We're actually working with another company that's doing the Crankers Club.
Yes.
We were going to do the Donut Club, and we thought very hard about the Donut Club because Crankers, Donuts, Coffee, I mean, yeah, they all go together.
Right.
Well, actually, Crankers, Donuts, Coffee, Orgasms, Critical Thinking,
yeah,
Comedy, they all go together. But when we started thinking about it, we didn't want to divide the morning Crankers. And when we get to the evening show and we start doing a late right. evening show,
right.
kind of like a good Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
We didn't want to bring people up, so we're doing the Crankers
right.
Club. Okay, now, Spreely.video, Spreely.com, Spreely.tv.
Right.
Most people don't know about Spreely, and if they do know about Spreely, they remember the old Spreely that was hard to work on and blah, blah, blah. You know, it was slow and, you know, it's not that way anymore.
Nope, it's fixed, trust me.
And it's not owned by Zuckerberg.
No, I've been doing lives off of it, by the way.
You have.
Since yesterday.
So there's a couple different levels. Let me get my phone out because I just got this email yesterday, and this will help me remember. So check this out. Okay. I'm excited about this because this is something that I've wanted to do before.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this Crankers Club, it's going to be $20 a month. And people are like, oh, my gosh, that's expensive.
Right.
The show is always going to be free.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're talking about joining the club.
Right.
So don't worry if you don't got $20. You're always going to be able to watch a show and, you know,
right.
interact. But you're going to get your exclusive choice of coffee cup or tumbler with right. the members only logo. The logo is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be, you know, prestigious.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're going to get special content, which, folks, let's just talk about that for a second. How would you like this, folks? How would you like to hear Gred call an employer and tell him that he's not going to be in for work today, even though he doesn't work there?
Yeah, you're going to hear stuff like that.
Yeah, you're going to call in. Or one of us out talking to people and walking up and saying, can I ask you a question? And they say, yes. And we say, how do you feel about using the restrooms with another, the opposite sex?
Yeah.
And see what they say.
Yeah.
Or what's going to be the most important Christmas present this year?
We're going to ask the hard-hitting questions that
Not the political ones.
The ones that no one else will ask, the ones we're asking.
The funny
that's
one.
Yes.
Like, here's what I want to sit outside a mall, and I want to watch a couple walk out.
Right.
And I want to see the face, because you can tell when a woman's mad at the mall when a man's with her.
Yeah.
And she walks out because he's tired of being at the mall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so he's got that prickishness to him, and she can feel it. She's like, finally, she just gives up, and she's like, no. So she's, they're walking out of the mall, right?
Right.
I want to be the guy that walks up and say, ma'am, can I ask you a question? And she's going to be a little irritated, and she's right. going to be, what's that? And I was going to be like, what did he do to piss you off in the mall? You
know? That's right. That's us. Hard-hitting questions, guys.
Right, just the fun stuff.
These are going to be like the questions that you'll the never hear stuff. In the media.
Right, I mean.
I'm going to ask the serious, funny question. I mean, the serious question.
No, serious. Serious no, doesn't work.
Serious don't work with me anyway.
Okay, so then interviews,
right.
which we've already got some interviews lined up that are big interviews. Mm-hmm. And I don't even want to say their names because
they're big names.
Yes. And they'll know when the time's right.
Right.
Special reports, okay, like yep. stuff that you're not really about news. You know, if you want news, we're going to do news, but it ain't going to be the news that we're talking about doing news.
Yeah.
We're anti that. We're anti-boring. We're anti, you know. Control your mind.
That,
top, yeah, no.
Not only that, giving you a small sample size. I'm planning on going to Amish country out here.
Every day you went on, you gave them a small sample size.
Anyway, yeah.
And extras.
Yes.
Okay, now here's something that this is, I mean, maybe it doesn't mean much to you, but it means something to me.
You may see Dan dressed up like an Amish person. That's what I'm saying. And going to Amish country interviewing people.
Now, that would be pretty awesome. Would you be driving a buggy?
Probably my car.
Okay. If you guys remember Gred back in Ohio, he did the walk.
Yeah.
Okay. The flag walk.
I'm doing it tomorrow because tomorrow is a holiday tomorrow. Did you know that?
I did not. What holiday?
It,